the last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider, a columnist with the Business Post, is with us for our daily business roundup. And let's start with stories about a couple of high-profile, controversial individuals who have found that being the centre of attention may actually help their earning capacity. Let's start with former government minister, former EU Commissioner Phil Hogan, who had to step down as commissioner last year because of the Golfgate controversy. Remember that? But a year on from his resignation, tell us about the presumably highly lucrative new gig he's picked up.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. You can't keep big Phil Hogan down for long. As you said, a year after resigning following Golfgate, he's got a new gig as a senior strategic and political advisor to DLA Piper, which is one of the big US law firms, which has a big presence in Brussels and indeed in growing in Dublin as well. He'll be offering advice, what they say, a holistic approach on regulatory affairs, political affairs and corporate regulation. Now, Phil Hogan isn't a lawyer. He graduated from UCC with a degree in economics and geography, but you're not going to hire someone like Phil Hogan to give legal advice, even if he was qualified. What DLA Piper really want is two things from Phil Hogan and from his time as EU Trade Commissioner, and indeed before that as Agriculture Commissioner. What they'll really want to do is access his knowledge of how things work in Brussels, how things work in the Commission and in the Parliament and in the EU institutions, and perhaps more importantly, Matt, his mobile phone and his contacts book of all the important people in Brussels and how the machinery of the Brussels establishment works. No figure given out on how much DLA Piper would pay him as an advisor. But as I said, they are one of the biggest US law firms. In fact, I think its former chairman was George Mitchell, who, of course, played such a big role in the Northern Ireland peace talks. They are a major firm, would represent some of the biggest companies in the world. And as I said, appointing Phil Hogan, while they don't call it lobbying, Matt, of course, nobody calls it lobbying. It is strategic, political and government political advice. And of course, what they really want is access to that contacts book and how things get done in Brussels. Always a very lucrative gig.
If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, you know exactly what it is. Now, Piers Morgan may not have been watched on the television show Good Morning Britain by many people here in Ireland, but I'd imagine nearly everyone has seen the famous time when he flounced off the set because of his upset at what his weatherman was saying to him, taking issue over his Meghan Markle comments. And he quit the job, or he was forced out of the job as a result of that. But he's announced today a lucrative new package of programmes and books courtesy of Rupert Murdoch.
I believe they call it failing upwards, Matt. Yes, he signed a deal. There's a big picture of him on social media sitting down with Rupert Murdoch because he is going to write a column for The Sun and also The New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. But he will be back on our screens next year because Rupert Murdoch's company has announced today that they are setting up a thing called Talk TV, which will have a show by Piers Morgan, which will be available on your TV and also online around the world. And he will also write a book. His last book, whose title I forget, Matt, but it was some anti-woke stuff that he was writing, that sold quite well. And he is going to write a sequel to it. He's also going to do a true crime series as well for Rupert Murdoch. And I would imagine this deal, given how much Piers Morgan earned at Good Morning Britain, he was quite well paid by them, that he will be getting in the multi-million pounds per year to sign a deal with this deal with Rupert Murdoch. Of course, he's no stranger to Rupert Murdoch's family. He was, of course, the former editor of the News of the World, one of the youngest editors ever appointed, Matt. But I'd imagine, will be quite lucrative for Piers Morgan because, of course, there was speculation in recent weeks that he might return to Good Morning Britain because following that on-air spat with the weatherman, Alex D, was cleared of, there was a lot of complaints, I think in the tens of thousands of complaints into the broadcasting regulator in the UK. And they found that, yes, he could say what he wanted about Duchess of, I forget where she's from, but Meghan Markle. So he said he was vindicated and that he would pop back up on screens. And this new TV programme, this new TV channel that Rupert Murdoch is setting out, a lot of people now speculating that this could also sound a death knell for GB News as well in the UK.
Not that anyone would miss it. Okay, tell us a little bit about CNC, the drinks company which makes Bulmers, amongst others. How has it recovered since the pubs have reopened?
Doing quite well following the reopening of hospitality. They put out results covering the 6 months to the end of August today, and their revenues, which includes making Bulmers cider here in Ireland, Magners as it's called in the UK, but also Tennent's Lager, a number of other drinks brands, and they're also a major distributor and a wholesaler of drinks as well. Their revenues coming in at €657 million for the 6 months to the end of August, up almost 200 million, oh, sorry, beg your pardon, up almost 300 million on the previous 6 months of last year. And they are saying that they're still below pre-COVID levels, but the company also back making profits, not a whole lot of money, around €16 million of operating profits over that 6 months period, but better than the loss of €12 million that they had made in the previous period. Talking about the fact that over the last number of weeks, hospitality reopening in Ireland and the UK for a little bit longer, people are returning to the pubs, but also doing well in the off-trade as well. So supermarkets, off-licenses have done well, and they're saying that they are recovering, their market share is recovering, particularly for Bulmers cider.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post, for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.